But moving on to something more positive and innovative, BMW South Africa continues to drive an aggressive sustainability agenda, don't they, just in South Africa. And they have launched an initiative that could kickstart a revolution, if you like, in solar power in the country. Sounds great, Kevin.
Yeah, and absolutely nice. Amazing to have BMW here with their sustainable approach to doing things properly. And BMW electric vehicle demand has been increasing globally, and it's increasing. The visibility of this increase is happening in South Africa. I'm seeing more and more of the electric vehicles to the point where 10 to 15% of all BMW sales in the brand are now electric vehicles, making them the biggest proponent of electric vehicles by any conventional automaker besides the Tesla that we always speak about. So really on the back of this increased demand, BMW South Africa has launched its first solar carport to be used to recharge electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles wherever these ports are placed. The carport is made of high-end bamboo and stainless steel. It houses the glass solar PV panels, the photovoltaic panels, and it will be convenient, made to be very convenient as it will be very, very conveniently placed. And like Elon Musk's Tesla model, will reduce significantly the fueling costs of these vehicles for all BMW electric vehicle drivers. They also, about a year ago, signed an MOU with Nissan to collaborate on the rollout of these charging infrastructure, and that's still in progress as well. So with the Nissan Leaf, predominantly. Pick and Pay has been talking about having a charging port at all their outlets, and I'm sure other retailers will be following suit as well. The vision, and we've spoken about this before, for BMW's manufacturing plant in Rossland, Pretoria, is that by 2020 it will be 100% sustainable, running on renewable energy. And we also spoken before of the Bronkhorst Spruit plant, the bio-2-watt biogas facility that is basically producing methane and electricity from cow manure at Beefcore's feedlot there in Bronkhorst Spruit. So that's providing 35% of the plant's energy needs, and now looking at collaborating with Tshwane Metro to use methane gas harvesters from their landfill to produce another whole lot of electricity going towards that plant in Rossland. So great to see BMW South Africa's authentic commitment to South Africa. They're investing another 6 billion rand in the Rossland plant in preparation for the production of the X3, which is going to be happening here, and they're going to be supplying many jobs and doing it in probably the most sustainable way. So well done, BMW. We love having you in our country.
Oh, yes, indeed. Sheer driving pleasure there, Kevin James. We'll do it again next Wednesday. Always insightful chatting to you, as always. Thanks.
You take care, my friend.
Alrighty, that's Kevin James from GCX Africa talking climate change and sustainability.